They didn't have faucets in to put in that. They'd take a large nail or a small auger and drill a little hole down close to the bottom and take a little cane and to make them a little pipe-like for it to run out of the barrel into a bucket or whatever you wanted to go into here. And when it got so sour, well, that was ready to drink. You could drink it sour, they called it beer. You could drink it that way, or you could take it and you could put it in a can, something like these big 5 gallon coal oil cans, and you could make your trough, and you could put you some brick down, 3 brick here to raise the can up about that high from the ground before you put your fire under there, and then you put this pipe crooked down, pass it over this barrel and run it through a trough, and drill a hole in each end of the trough, run this pipe through it, and let it, the pipe hang out something like that far further than the trough did, and you boil this here till it turns into whiskey. And you have your bucket or something out here for it to drain into out the end of this pipe to catch your whiskey.
What do you call that kind of whiskey?
White corn whiskey. And you can cook it over till you can make alcohol out of it.
What would you call it if it wasn't fit to drink?
Well, you'd call it sour whiskey or just sour wildcat whiskey.
How would they sell the whiskey so that they, do you ever hear people selling whiskey and never letting the person who's buying it see them?
Yeah.
How would they do that?
Well, they'd have a certain place to put it, kind of in the brush woods like that way, and they'd have a certain place to put it, and the people come there to buy it, you could put the amount of whatever come to, write down on the paper or pasteboard or something that way, and they'd leave the money there and take the whiskey, the amount of whiskey they're supposed to, you see.
Did you ever hear people say they were trading with Nancy?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
What? How would they say that?
Well, they'd call that kind of unseen, sight unseen, you see. Not seeing them, not in the public, you see.
They'd say they were?
Selling it kind of unseen or behind the blind. Selling behind the blind.
Or they'd say they were trading?
Yeah, trading.
What about the Nancy? Did you ever trading with Nancy?
I don't believe I ever heard that. You mean that public or just one individual?
Just doing it like that, sight unseen.
Well, that'd be bootlegging. That's what you call bootlegging.
And the kind of animal that barks, you'd call
a dog.
And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Hissed him on. Just hissed him on.
If you had a mean dog, you'd tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will
bite you.
And yesterday the dog
bit someone.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he
got bit.
Did you ever say after he got dog bit?
Yeah. After he got dog bit, he had to go to the doctor.
And you'd say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Trade horses. Trade horses or swap horses.
Or get on them and?
Get on them and ride them, show you how they ride, or hook them up, put the harness on, show them how they work to a wagon, or to a buggy, to a plow, or skid logs, or anything. One working through that way.
You say he got on his horse and he?
Rode the horse.
And you'd say, I have never?
Never rode that horse.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell?
Fell off. Or he's too rough for me to stay on.